Dala ng matinding selo sa bunsong kapatid, nagrebelde at muntik nang mamatay.
Maliban sa pagkumpara sa ibang kapatid, nakaranas din ng physical abuse sa ama.
Dahil sa COVID at iba pang komplikasyon na bingit sa kamatayan, sa gitna ng matinding hamon na hinarap sa pisikal at espiritual na buhay, paano na-realize na precious is life? Alamin niyan dito lang sa The 700 Club Asia, susunod na.
Tila isinumpa ng tadhana. Ito ang araw-araw na pakiramdam ni Marigel sa tuwing ikukumpara siya ng kanyang ama sa iba pa niyang mga kapatid.
I was always compared with my siblings and he always hurt me physically, emotionally, and that was really the most nightmare I have as a child.
Sinubukan niya makuha ang loob ng ama sa pamamagitan ng pag-aaral ng mabuti. Pero kahit ito, kulang pa rin dahil hindi pa rin niya nahihigitan ang kanyang mga kapatid. Trinato pa rin siya ng ama bilang isang basurang anak.
I think when he came and threw me out in the garbage bin and said, "I hate you as a child. You are nobody." Hating him to the point of really hating all men as well.
Sa gitna ng dumadagundong at umaalingaw-ngaw na masasakit na salita, naging kalinga niya ang pagmamahal ng ina. Ngunit tila di ito nakasasapat upang mapunan ng pait ng kanyang mga naririnig na pasakit.
My mom always took me in her arms and said, "You're the most beautiful girl and you're my daughter and I love you so much." And that kept me alive somehow. And yet, there was always this craving for a dad to wrap his arms around me and love me.
Di kinaya ng kanyang musmus na kaisipan at damdamin ang lahat ng pasakit. Ninais wakasan ni Marigel ang lahat ng ito. Nagtangka siyang tapusin ang kanyang tila walang kwentang buhay.
Have all the jeepneys when I cross the streets to just hit me, overrun me, but each driver that would see me will stop the jeepney and useless attempts, and I cried out to God.
Walang malapitan at walang makitang resolusyon sa kinakaharap na suliranin. Tinangkang kausapin ni Marigel ang Panginoong Diyos.
Why can nobody help me? I was gazing at our bookshelf full of books. And one of these books just shone bright, beautiful colors. So I went to this book, pulled it out from the shelf, and it was a holy Bible. From that prayer, I think I experienced God personally for the first time. That's when he really answered my prayer in a very amazing, beautiful way.
Ang pangyayaring iyon ang naging hudyat ng pagbabago sa buhay ni Marigel. Nauhaw siya sa salita ng Diyos at naghanap ng mga taong makapagbibigay ng gabay sa kanyang buhay. Dito niya nasimulang napatawad ang kanyang tatay.
And when I opened my eyes from praying that prayer, I look around our house. I still have my drunk father. Everything is still poor around me. But there was life gushing out in my heart. There was truth everywhere I look around. I didn't see a drunkard, crazy dad, but I saw a loving dad who also needs a heavenly father just as I just had.
Ang pangyayaring iyon ang nagpatibay sa karakter ni Marigel na nagsilbing gabay sa bawat hakbang sa buhay. Kahit pa nakapag-asawa pa at nagkaroon ng sariling pamilya, naging sandigan niya ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. Isang pag-ibig na nakapagbigay sa kanya ng kakayanang umibig ng ibang tao.
Or that is such a great plus for me now to embrace people in every nation, in every tribe and tongue with the fatherhood of God.
Patuloy pa rin naglilingkod sa Diyos ni Marigel. Ipinapamuhay at ipinahahayag ang pagpapatawad at kalayaang nagmula lamang sa may kapal.
Jesus is my all in all. Maybe that sounds very simple, but the more I get complicated with life, the more I realize that Jesus is the simplicity and the centrality of every bit of my being.
Alam mo, Lara, I was thinking how amazing is the love of Jesus, that moment when Marigel was so desperate, nagpakita siya.
Amazing.
He made that bookshelf, that Bible, particularly in that shelf, shine para manotice niya, no? Yung bang, I am aware of what you're feeling right now.
I can see you. I can hear you. No, how amazing, how precious is the love and forgiveness of God. Na yung tao na, someone who is forgiven learns to forgive, which is what happened to Marigel. At talagang precious din is life because it is a beautiful gift from God. He created us in His own image. In Genesis 1:27, we read, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them."
God gives to all life and breath and all things. King David wrote, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well."
Minsan kapag dumaraan talaga tayo sa matinding pagsubok, naiisip agad natin na wala nang halaga ang buhay. Kaya mabuti pang mamatay na lang. But you know, in God's eyes, life is so valuable that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins so we could have eternal life.
That is so true. So when you feel worthless, or you begin to hate yourself for whatever reason, remember that you are precious to God. Don't ever think you're worthless. If you're struggling with self-worth, then come to God and surrender that feeling. Surrender everything to Him. Surrender your life and let Him be the Lord of your life. Pray with us this prayer. Let it come from your heart. Lord, thank you for noticing me. Thank you for valuing me. Though I have lived a sinful life, yet your eyes look upon me. You know my sorrows, you know my pain, you know my struggles, and yet, in spite of all that, you love me. So right now, Lord, I choose to surrender to you. I confess to you all my sins and ask your forgiveness. And I invite you, Jesus, to come into my life, to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to be the God that will set me on the right path, the God that will continuously show me that I am precious in your sight. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for giving me the greatest gift, the gift of eternal life. I pray this prayer from my heart in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Kung sumabay ka sa panalangin para tanggapin si Jesus bilang Panginoon at Tagapagligtas, at kung nais mo na maipanalangin ka namin, please text YES space your name space location at ipadala yan sa 0998-590-0620.
Ngayong tinanggap niyo si Jesus bilang inyong Panginoon at Tagapagligtas, kayo ay maituturing ng anak ng Diyos. Ang sabi nga ni Apostle John, "Tignan ninyo kung gaano kalaki ang pag-ibig sa atin ng Ama. Tinatawag niya tayong mga anak ng Diyos. At iyan ang totoo, bahagi na ng pamilya ng Diyos." tawagan niyo kami at ibahagi niyo sa amin ang napakahalagang desisyong inyong ginawa. Ang aming hotline number ay 873-70700. Ang aming Viber number naman ay 0949-888-8001 at 0943-144-4933.
Pwede niyo ring i-post ang inyong mga prayer request at comment sa aming Facebook page. Pwede rin kayo makipag-chat sa amin and share with us how God showed you that you are precious to Him. Mag-log on sa aming website, cbnasia.org/mediacenter, and use the hashtag TSCA, Precious is Life.
At para lalo pang lumago ang inyong relasyon sa Panginoon, meron din kami nitong kauna-unahang Taglish devotional app na Tanglaw in audio and text format. Makukuha nyo ito sa inyong mobile device sa Google Play Store, iOS, Spotify at Apple Podcast.
Nasa book form na rin ito. Mabibili ito sa Philippine Christian Bookstore o PCBS at sa online stores na Lazada at Shopee. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-logon lang sa tanglaw.org or mag-email sa info@tanglaw.org.
Gayon din naman, kung kayo ay nawawalan ng pag-asa dahil sa hindi matapos-tapos na problema, meron kami nitong devotional na signpost. Punong-puno ito ng mga mensahe na magbibigay ng panibagong pag-asa sa buhay. Ang mga devotionals na ito ay mula sa ating kasamahang si Peter Kairos. Magagamit nyo rin ito sa inyong daily devotional. Peter, ano-ano ba yung mga concerns na natakal mo dito sa devotional na ito?
Naku, marami, Lara. Merong about love, merong about self-worth, your significance in God, about the office, about attitude, about character, just about everything that happens to us in relating to God. It's available on Super Gifts PH Store, in PH and Lazada, and in the Philippine Christian Bookstore branches nationwide.
Ayan, kaya add to cart na so you can have your own copy now.
Mauna na po ako. Sige, ingat.
Oh. Nay, bawat sa kanya, gist lang sa kanya, gist.
Sige na, mauli na kayo sa klase.
Nagkaroon na talaga yung selos ko sa kapatid ko. Bumigat yung kalooban ko na ay may paborito sila na anak.
Bilang pangsiyam sa 10 magkakapatid, nakaramdam ng inggit si Julian. Mas lalong sumidhi ang damdaming ito sa tuwing mag-aaway sila ng kanyang bunsong kapatid.
Ako po yung lagi pong napapagalitan sa aking mga magulang. At sinasabihan nila ako lagi na, bunso yan eh, kaya pagbigyan mo na yan. Kaya kahit hindi ako yung may kasalanan, ako pa rin na napapagalitan. Nagkaroon po ng puot ng aking puso sa aking mga, lalo-lalo na sa magulang ko, na sa tatay ko noon.
Sa pagtatapos ng elementarya, mas pinili ni Julian na huminto ng pag-aaral at magtrabaho sa bukid.
Ninanais ko din noon na makakuha din na atensyon sa kanila, kaya nga nagsusumikap po ako na magtrabaho, pero ako pa rin yung mali. Parang sabi pa rin nila, wala yan, tamad ganun.
Sa kanyang pagtatrabaho, pagbibisyo ang naging pangpalipas oras ni Julian.
Matindi na po ako sa pag-inom po noon. Bilog at saka yung Cuatro Cantos, eh kayang-kaya ko pong inumin yun mag-isa. Hindi po nila alam na yung mga magulang ko, lasinggero na pala ako, kasi hindi ako kasi umuwi eh, nung pagka nalasing na ako. Nalulong na po sa inom. Pagkatapos po yun, nagkasakit na po ako. Yung sakit ko po ay tatlong klase, enlargement of the heart, typhoid fever, tapos nasunog baga kasi ako dahil sa inuman. Sabi ng doktor, malala na po talaga yung sakit niya. Himala na lang kung gagaling pa ito. Iuwi yun na ito, talagang wala na.
Sa dinanas na sakit, isang panalangin ang nasambit ni Julian.
Gusto ko pang mabuhay, Lord. Bigyan mo po ako ng isang pagkakataon. Para po maituwid ko po yung mga pagkakamali ko. Yung hindi pala tama na magtanim ka ng puot sa mga magulang o sa kapatid.
Minarapat ng kanyang mga magulang na siya ay iuwi na lamang. Ngunit isang kaibigan ang dumalaw kay Julian sa ospital.
Kapitbahay din po namin na yun po yung nagdadala po sa amin noon sa church, na nung bata pa kami na maliliit. Sabi niya, kung gusto mo pang mabuhay anak, Tanggapin mo lang ang Panginoong Hesus sa buhay mo. Bigyan ka pa ng isang pagkakataon upang mabuhay ka. Kung gusto mo, sundan mo yung aking panalangin.
Ama, patawarin mo ako sa aking mga kasalanan. Tinatanggap ko po kayo ngayon bilang aking Diyos at personal na tagapagligtas. Salamat po sa buhay na walang hanggan.
Nung time na yon, naiuwi na po ko sana sa bahay po namin. Chinek po ako ng doktor. Nagulat din po yung doktor. Sabi niya, may himala po na nangyari sa buhay niya. Yun po yung umpisana na binago po ng buhay ko o ng aking Panginoon.
Nakasumpong ng kagalingan si Julian. Tuluyan siyang lumaya mula sa mga sakit. Bukod sa kagalingang pisikal, inayos din ng Diyos ang kanyang relasyon sa pamilya.
Nawala po yung tampo ko sa aking mga magulang, yung sama ng loob ko, yung selos ko sa kapatid ko. Kinakailangan po, pagkakilala mo talaga ng Panginoon, yung pagpapakababa.
Sa pamamagitan ng Bible study at pagdalo sa simbahan, ay lumago sa pananampalataya si Julian. Hindi naglaon ay pumasok din siya sa isang Bible school.
Isang pagpapala pa ng Panginoon sa aking buhay, yung isang professor po sa Bible school, yun din yung binigay niya po sa akin bilang makasama sa buhay.
Kalaunan ay nakapagtapos ng theology si Julian. Kasama ang kanyang asawang si Melba, sila ay nagsimulang magsilbi sa Diyos bilang pastor. Nabigyan din ng pagkakataon na makapagpastor si Julian sa Saudi Arabia sa loob ng 8 taon. Sa kanyang pagsunod sa Panginoon, isang bagay ang kanyang natutunan sa buhay.
Kahit gaano ka kamangmang, pag sinuko mo ang buhay mo sa Panginoon, gagamitin ka niya.
Nagpatuloy sa ministeryo dito sa Pilipinas si Julian mula 1990. Maging ang kanyang buong pamilya ay naglilingkod na din sa Panginoon ngayon. Napatunayan ni Julian na ang Diyos ay nagpapagaling at nagtatalaga sa mga taong lubusang sumusunod sa kanya.
Looking how Julian's life turned out tells me that there's no life that God cannot use. Amen. If we just allow Him.
Amen. Pero napakahirap, you know, I only have 3 children.
Oo.
Pero there are times na yung panganay ko, nagsiselos talaga siya sa mga kapatid niya. And it's so hard talaga, di ba?
Right.
And it's just, you
especially
know,
when you have to give attention to the youngest.
Yeah, actually it's the second eh. Kasi he is the neediest eh. You know, pero you know, talaga just have to ask God for wisdom on how to raise them equally, di ba? And you know, just as God loves everyone equally also, and shows no favoritism, ganun din ang gusto niyang gawin natin. Sabi nga sa epistle ni James, isa itong kasalanan. Ngunit kung nagtatangi kayo ng tao, kayo'y nagkakasala. At batay sa kautusan, dapat kayong parusahan.
Favoritism is a sin because it is contrary to the character and command of God. If there is no place for it in the heart of God, then it should have no place for it in the heart of people.
Lalong-lalo na sa ating mga magulang. Maaring maiba ang trato ng mga magulang sa bawat anak nila dahil may iba't ibang silang pangangailangan. Subalit, ang pagpapadama ng pagmamahal ay dapat pantay-pantay. Kung kayo ay nasa gantong sitwasyon, hayaan niyo pong ipagdasal ko kayo. Let us pray. O loving Father, you, O God, who shows no favoritism, O Lord, will you help me feel and know how wide, how deep, how long your love is for me, O Lord God? Will you help me, Father God, know, Lord God, that even though I feel unloved, I feel worthless, O Lord God, will you envelope me with your love right now, Lord God? I just lift up to you, Father God, those who are watching, who are feeling worthless and unloved, Lord God, will you just remind them how much you love them, O Lord God. And I would also just like to pray, Father God, for parents, O Lord God. Will you give them wisdom, O Lord God? Will you guide them on how to love and raise their children in your ways, O Lord God? And I just pray, Father, for forgiveness, Father God, in their hearts, O Lord God, if they have bitterness towards their parents, if they have bitterness towards their children, O Lord God, will you just help them, O Lord God? As you have forgiven them, will you help them forgive as well? Thank you, Father God, for your love for us. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And someone's watching, and as Lara prayed, You just know in your heart that that prayer was for you. So this is what I'm declaring to you, kapatid. Release forgiveness towards your parents. And the moment you do that, the Lord's going to pour so much grace and joy in your heart and set you free. Yung dala-dala mong kabigatan, the Lord will lift that out from your life and you will see things clear up. Receive that in faith in the name of Jesus. And the Lord is healing someone right now also na meron kang ulcers. The Lord is drying up your ulcers. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Someone struggling with high blood pressure, the Lord is stabilizing your blood pressure. Receive that, kapatid, in Jesus' name. Someone with cervical cancer, the Lord is healing you from that. Instantly, He's removing every cancer cell in your body. Receive that healing now in Jesus' name. Someone who is struggling with self-worth, self-esteem, napakababa yung self-worth mo. The Lord is saying to you, I love you. Your significance comes from what I say and declare about you. So receive that in faith, kapatid. You are precious in God's sight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We are back on the 700 Club Asia and we have with us from Sharjah, United Arab Emirates, Joseph Katabui with his wife, Romley. Welcome to the show. Kasama natin dito si Miss Lara Kigaman Alcaraz. Magandang hapon, magandang umaga, magandang gabi, wherever you, especially the ones watching.
That's right.
So let me ask you, Joseph, before we go into your COVID experience, tell us about your life in Sharjah.
I started as a PABX engineer with my former company in the Philippines, and I joined Pisalat from the last 30 years as a telecom engineer. And I really thank God that in my life here, sobrang opportunity to really express my faith. And with the 8 hours of working time with the Pisalat, I have enough time for Bible studies, prayer meeting, and church gathering dito sa Sharjah. And with that, I could really say that this country has been always a friend to us. At talagang na-experience namin dito yung freedom of religion. I was able to bring my Bible even at as early as 30 years ago to worship freely and to gather as a church dito sa Sharjah. And the time na naalala ko na yung first church na natinan ko dito ay 1 year old pa lamang.
Wow.
And that has developed me to become a full-fledged pastor na dito sa current church na aking kinabibilangan. Continue to thank the government of the UAE for allowing us to really use this time, religious tolerance and Abraham Accords, for us to be really vital and be helpful in the spread of love and the goodness of our God with our friends and neighbors.
Ikaw naman, Romley, gusto kong itanong, no, bilang asawa, syempre nung nag-positive si Joseph, siya lang ba yung nag-positive? Tapos ano ba yung tumatakbo sa isip mo nung time na yon? Ano ba yung pinaka nakakatakot na pangitain ang sumagi sa isip mo?
Nung time na yan, hindi lang si Joseph ang nag-positive, kundi pati yung panganay namin, si Aika, nag-positive din. Time nag-quarantine siya, si Pastor Joseph naman na hospital. Just couldn't help myself but to pray and kneel down before the Lord.
Don't nervous.
Para humingi ng tulong. The Lord just gave me His word in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, to trust in Him. Huwag akong mag-lean on sa emotion ko, sa understanding ko, sa fear ko, na mag-ako mag-lean doon sa mga negative reports. And that evening, talagang umiyak ako kay Lord. Sabi ko, Lord, wala akong magagawa kundi ang magtiwala kayo. That evening, nakatulog po ako. And then the next morning, nag-video call kaming dalawa. Pinakita niya sa akin, sabi niya, Mommy, look at this. Oh, ang ganda-ganda ng IC. Ang ganda-ganda ng kwarto na binigay sa akin. State of the art ang mga gamit. That time po nasagot ako ni Lord, nagkaroon po ako ng affirmation na, Lord, gagaling.
That's so amazing. So, paano naman kayo gumaling, Pastor Joseph?
So, I was on a very well-cared treatment and attended well ng mga doctors and nurses. First, Al Baraha Hospital, Kuwait, sa Dubai for 2 months. And after the treatment doon ng COVID, I was free to go to another post-COVID treatment hospital sa Sharjah, which is the Al Qasimi Hospital. Then really, I was really eager to really go out from the hospital. Then later on, I was recovering, marami pa pong diseases na nakita sa akin. There were about 18 diseases, which was reflected in my medical report. And di ko kalain sa blood disease. It could be transmitted through hospital-borne bacterial infections. And truly, the Lord has allowed me to pass through all these diseases until I was able to come out from that hospital. But of course, that was not really easy. As what I was telling, having doubt and having frustration and having depression. Pero what I was doing every time, sinolo talaga ako ni Lord. Talagang He took my full attention, dedication for 90 days in the ICU, in the hospital.
Ano yung pinakamagandang aral na natutunan mo throughout this COVID experience?
Practically and both spiritually po talagang sabi na Lord na hindi talaga pwedeng sayangin ang panahon. Hindi ko po ito may sasoli sa akin. Kaya sabi na Lord, samantalin mo lahat ang pagkakataon yan. Tell about the good news to the people next to you, to your congregation, to the other congregation, to the people you meet in the marketplace.
Doon talaga natin nakikita kung gaanong ka-precious, no, yung every second ng ating buhay. And kitang-kita naman namin, Joseph and Romilly, no, napakakulay nyo ngayon. Pero kamusta naman kayo? Sabi nyo, you're back in shape, pero it looks like mas better pa than before.
Praise God po, talagang all glory to God. Ang laki po ng improvement ni Pastor Joseph from the time na nag-umuwi siya dito noong October, na naka-oxygen pa, nag-work from home siya, nag-start siya nag-work from home ng November, na naka-oxygen pa rin. Until now, work from home pa rin po siya. Very, very gracious po din ang kanyang company. Yun po pinagpapasalamat namin sa Panginoon.
Provision.
Lahat ng provision, yung kagalingan talaga po ni Joseph, yung therapy niya na everything is free, pati yung hospitalization niya, everything is free. Talagang wala po kaming masabi kundi ang pasasalamat, papuri sa Panginoon.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
I still have the oxygen tank with me.
And with that, we want to pray for you before we let you go. Our Father, we thank you so much for Pastor Joseph and Romilly, how you held them all throughout this COVID experience and even beyond, how you restored them, how you made them realize that truly life is precious and every moment of time, Lord, we cannot waste, Lord Jesus, because people are dying without you. So, Lord, thank you for this second wind. Thank you, Lord God, that as you thrust them into ministry, they will reach out further, Father God, because you are their strength. You are the God who propels them. You are the God who gives them meaning and purpose. Lord, thank you for the new plans and purposes that you are establishing in their lives. And they will run this race and finish strong. We speak a blessing unto their lives. We speak a blessing unto their family. We declare a blessing unto their church. We thank you and we praise you for all the things you have done and the greater things you will yet do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Maraming, maraming, maraming salamat. God bless you.
Thank you so much, 712.
Whenever you feel unloved, or you feel as though you don't matter, you can draw comfort from the fact that you are valuable to God. As the Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Precious is life, that we should not waste it. It is a gift of God's love, which we must preserve and make fruitful for His purpose and glory. Thank you all for watching. We hope that you have been inspired and given renewed hope by all the stories we featured on the show.
God bless you more and more.
Ngayong Martes.
Bakit?
bakit hindi masaya si Joy sa kanyang pangalan at sa kanyang buhay?
Anong tinatagong sekreto ni Rina at bakit insecure siya?
Ano ang inspirasyon ni Jamil sa likod ng kanyang awiting lakas sa pag-ibig mong wagas?
Ang mga kasagutan sa
Enjoy Life!
Tampok sa The 700 Club Asia.
Martes, alas 12 ng gabi sa GMA.